Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit MinkyCouture.com to get started.
That time on Talk Radio Europe, we're heading over now to the London, United Kingdom, to speak to Richard Fitzwilliams. Good afternoon, Richard, how are you?
Well, I'm on Royal Baby Watch, as you know.
Any signs yet? Has she had a curry or anything like that?
Well, I have to say, I mean, at the moment, we know absolutely nothing of what goes on, and we've been told very, very little. But is this thing, you know, that the less you know, the more you're interested.
Yeah. Now, we were told yesterday, of course, that Prince Harry's due to go away somewhere soon as well.
Oh, yes, indeed. He's going on the 8th and 9th to the Netherlands. So Prince of Wales is going to be away in Germany as well from the 7th. But this is for the anniversary in a year's time of the Invictus Games, which are moving to the Netherlands. And the trip will undoubtedly be postponed if Meghan hasn't gone into labour by then, or the baby hasn't been born by then, and it is a very, very close call, because obviously they want to handle this as privately as they can. They want to celebrate privately, that's what they've said, so there'll be no Lindo Wing photo call, which has been beloved of reporters. But here is the interesting thing. I mean, we do know that we will be told when Meghan goes into labour, there'll probably be, this is my bet anyway, a photograph on Instagram, because they went onto Instagram quite a short while ago. Over 5 million hits already, by the way. And undoubtedly there will be a photo call afterwards at some point, just with a very few photographers at Windsor. And then, of course, the excitement of the name.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all going to, so if suddenly your phone starts going off and all kinds of things, you know that the baby's maybe arrived, so we'll have to cut it short. But
now, the trouble is that you can't move because you don't know when.
Exactly, yeah, you're just on the call.
And they are back-to-back television, except that the dates and times aren't confirmed, because, of course, they don't know.
It could be another few weeks, even.
It could be. It could be into next week, but I'm promoting a huge art exhibition, but let's not go there.
Yeah, let's leave that alone. Right, okay, so a bit of a backstory to this one. I went to see Avengers Endgame, along with lots and lots and lots of other people. Apparently it's taken lots of money in its first weekend. And the cinema, very rarely do we go on an opening night. We went to the cinema in Spain here, and took my kids in, and my little George just didn't want to play ball, so I ended up walking out the film about half an hour in. I've seen the first half an hour. My wife's seen all of it, but I will go and watch it another day. Tell us, Avengers Endgame, Richard, it's a biggie.
It's absolutely gigantic. I mean, this is the 22nd Marvel's movie, as everybody knows, the sequel to three particular Avengers movies. And as for the gross, I mean, the cost was $350 million. The gross so far, and it's probably, as I speak, going up, $1.3 billion dollars. I mean, it's also a very, very enjoyable movie. This is the message to send across, but it's a movie that the fans will love, which is the message that has already gone across. They all want to see it. I was in a packed cinema when I saw it. I knew I could just sneak in because it had been announced that Harry was in London for the London Marathon, and therefore there'd be no baby born that day. So I had spent, it's 3 hours, and it has to be said, you have 2.5 hours to catch up on.
Yes.
We know that Thanos, played by Josh Brolin, has used the Infinity Stones, which he acquired in the last Avengers movie, to cause havoc. Well, much as Pol Pot did in Kampuchea, it's a sort of back to zero with his own philosophy, so as to speak. A half of life across the universe simply disappeared. And so Tony Stark, of course, is Robert Downey Jr., an Iron Man, played with great panache, I have to say. One of the joys of this movie is that you do get a chance, and it's so rare with films of this sort, to know the characters.
Yes.
He joins up with the other Avengers to try and, as it were, turn back time. That's the challenge, quite literally, because so much havoc's been caused. It isn't that Thanos is causing so many problems. Indeed, as is clear from the early part of the movie, he's pretty well finished. But what can be done to reverse the horrors he's wreaked? I have to say, the cast is so amazing here that, I mean, just to list it would take half the program, but we've got to mention Captain America, played by Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo playing Bruce, who's also the Hulk, very, very likable, and also allowed, I have to say, for the first time, to show some character, and you really do rather get to like him enormously. It's not just rushing around and performing tricks. A very funny performance. I'm not normally great about Chris Hemsworth, who, of course, everybody knows is Thor, but when we meet him in Asgard as an overweight drunk who doesn't want to do anything or go anywhere, it is actually very, very funny. And to run down the list, the Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, who I've liked since the Hurt Locker as Hawkeye, Don Cheadle as War Machine, and Brie Larson as the superhuman Captain Marvel, not to mention Rocket Raccoon, the voice of Bradley Cooper, and so we go on. It's a huge spectacle. And there's a lot of the wham-bam action sequences that certainly don't always do it, I have to say, for me. But why complain? I mean, this is a movie that's got the cast, but it's also got a bit of a script. And what they do with the first hour and a half is actually develop these well-known and famous and much-loved characters, and you start getting a bit of character, and you start getting a bit of a story. And Robert Downey Jr. is on really good, wisecracking form. And we must, of course, mention Gwyneth Paltrow as Stark's wife, Pepper Potts, and an amazing cast. So you've got a climactic battle, which is a huge super spectacle. So it's not only got the technical ingenuity, there are also moments of humor and rather real pathos. And, I mean, to go into the rest of the cast, Benedict Cumberbatch, Zoe Saldana, Chadwick Boseman, you could go on. The point is, it's delivered.
Now, it sounds to me that the great Richard Fitzwilliams is starting to warm towards superhero. I wonder whether at some point you can have an Iron Man poster on your bedroom wall, Richard, the way things are going.
That could happen. If I had to out of the 22 movies, it would obviously be Black Panther, because everybody agrees that one did deliver, because the traditions and the colours, the myths and the scenery of Africa, and also a good deal of ingenuity were brought to bear with that one. But there's no doubt. I mean, this is very good fun. Yes, it's extremely long. Of course, it's 3 hours.
Yeah, that's Tolkien land, isn't it? I'm wondering, I was going to ask you whether 3 hours was too long or whether just about right.
Well, I mean, perhaps it is a bit, yes. But the thing is, I mean, the movie's got it just about right at the box office. This fortune that it brings in will bring in money where they can make any number of art house movies, and the point is the fans love it.
Yeah. Is this the last Avengers now, or, you know, the fact that it's made so much money? call me an old cynic.
I would never say never, but I mean, end game should mean end game. Yeah. It simply means some other franchise comes up in its place. And from that point of view, you've got the audience, they know it, and it's interesting, actually, because, I mean, we've had such rather dismal reports of the press conference which launched the new James Bond.
Yeah.
We don't, the 25th, we don't know what it's going to be called yet, and, I mean, it will be very, very interesting to see how that competes with these sort of movies.
Oh, I'll tell you now, there's such an exciting... You know, we were actually in the queue, queuing up to go into the cinema, and it is in English, so it's all the English-speaking people in this area queuing up to go to this, and you've got young kids in there, and literally people behind us, some that go to Naomi's school, who know her, are literally so excited to be there to see this movie. You cannot put a price on that. Something that Disney, Marvel are doing at the moment, and they're doing it right, whatever it is.
You're absolutely right, and it takes me back to those fabulous musicals and huge historical epics that I loved when I was a child. And yes, you put your finger on it. It's the excitement. The last one, Avengers Infinity War, which I didn't enjoy at all, nonetheless, the audience were absolutely rapt, and you could tell they were, because the real test was when the credits rolled and nobody or only 10% left. The other 90% had to wait till the end of endless credits and just to see a couple of clips of what was to come. And this showed they were absolutely rapt. And you could also hear with the jokes, you know, those who like Groot, those who like Rocket Raccoon, those who like Captain America, and so on. And here you have the benefit as well of actors like Robert Downey Jr., who really does do extremely well. And also, I mean, some of them are very, very colourful characters. But they've each got their little fan base, or should I say large fan base.
I love Robert Downey Jr. anyway. And people were clapping in the audience. You know, very often you don't see that at a cinema, but so they're so bought into it. It's part of their life, even. It's quite amazing. So rating, where are you going to go with the ratings here? Because I know, you know, what you like and what you don't like, but I should imagine you're going to give them a good rating here.
Oh, well, yes, I know. I mean, as I say, the length and a little much of the hyper-action. But, I mean, certainly for the fans, I mean, given the fact that it's going to be the most successful film at the box office ever made, although not adjusted for inflation, that still remains Gone with the Wind, by the way. Certainly 4.5 for the fans, and certainly I'll go to 3.5 because I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Good stuff. Well, that's all you ask for, isn't it? Really is.
Oh, yes. And if you ask for more, you couldn't make more, could you?
Exactly. So from one extreme to another now, we go to a film called Yuli, and it's about a ballet dancer.
Indeed, it's one of the world's most famous ballet dancers, and indeed he was next week's art show, which I mentioned I was promoting, the Royal Society of Portrait Painters, and he had his portrait painted a couple of years ago, and I met him, a most charming man. He was the principal guest artist of the Royal Ballet, but this is a very inventive biopic, and the reason it's so dramatic is that he was the first black ballet dancer to achieve worldwide fame, and it rose from the slums of Havana when he didn't really want to become a dancer. And the interesting aspect of this film, it's so extraordinary. It's told in such an unconventional way because on the one hand, we see the real Carlos Acosta tell his own story in a series of sequences which are well choreographed and which tell individuals, including some rather terrible sequences, including one when he's beaten by his father, tell the story in dance. And also we have actors playing him when a child and subsequently when young. So the film, we see it in several time zones, telling the story of someone who was a rebel as a child and never really in his heart left Cuba, where his family lived in poverty. And this gives you an insight into their life. And there's a very memorable scene where his father, a wonderful performance by an actor called Santiago Alfonso, takes him to see the ruined plantation where his ancestors worked as slaves. He's named after a legendary warrior, and this father is an obsessive. He is violent. He is tough, and he drives his son absolutely ruthlessly. So this is a movie that really is rather extraordinary. I was drawn into it, especially since the family are split after American sanctions lead to them separating, and he undergoes free training at the National Dance School, which is actually available despite the economic hardship that the country goes through. Good actors, Edison Manuel Albarra Nunez playing him as a rebellious youth, Kevin Martinez as a young man, and of course he plays himself with his company in contemporary Havana. And we saw, in fact, Charles and Camilla visited Cuba recently, and they were entertained by his company in Havana. And these dance sequences are intercut with a central narrative of the film, and Isia Bolain directs, and I thought does so very, very well. You've got a mesmerizingly claustrophobic environment in Cuba, and then you've got the world stage, and you've got his amazing success where he finally became, as I mentioned, principal guest artist of the Royal Ballet. He's only just retired, and he's still dancing.
It's amazing, isn't it? And the story, of course, in the film is in Spanish, so obviously with English subtitles that can be found. But it really it looks a quite dramatic film, and actually looking at some of the issues that a lot of people in a similar situation may be able to relate to, I suppose, going into performing arts and family pressure and so on.
Oh, very much so, and also the Cuban situation and what happened subsequently, how the country was pretty well under siege. A very involving experience, too, and telling you the life of an extraordinary individual. And, of course, there's the music, too, the magical music and the genius of its subject.
Lovely stuff. Okay, well, Richard, what are we going to get? Ratings out of 5 for that one then as well, please.
It's getting 5 because it was told so imaginatively. It's a very, very unusual movie.
Lovely stuff. Now, what shall we expect next week, Richard?
Well, next week we will finally, because I felt that Avengers Endgame obviously had to lead this week, we will finally reach Us, that horror movie,
yes.
And also a film called Wild Rose, about which a great number of people have also been wild.
Lovely, yeah, and we've been hanging on for that one, haven't we, Us? That's for sure. Is it out yet, that one?
It is indeed.
Yeah, okay, and is it going down well, do we know?
Oh, very, very well.
Okay, yes. Well, no spoilers for next week, that's for sure. If anybody wants to find Richard online, how can they do that?
It's my website, www.richardfitzwilliams.com, and on Twitter, at @rfitzwilliams.
Lovely, thank you very much.
And, of course, hashtag Royal Baby Watch.
I would keep that flask if I were you. Take care, Richard.
I am.
Take care, bye-bye. Richard Fitzwilliams there, waiting for a baby to come.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.